On today's show, we have some great music, cracking jokes and group poems.
Don't forget, we always interview some important astronauts and aliens.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started with a poem performed by Jupiter Kloss.
Sailing Out to Space by Gareth Lancaster.
I dream of sailing out to space upon a yacht of stars. With portholes all along the sides, I gaze amazed at Mars. With masts made strong with spider webs and sail of fluffy clouds, I watch the Earth go sweeping past as out to space I plow. With stars in front and stars behind and planets far and near, I'd sail my yacht around the rings of Saturn with a cheer.
Yay!
And onwards passing Jupiter to watch the big red storm, and far around with outer moons and through our asteroid swarm.
I dream of sailing out to space to catch a star or two, exploring through the universe and just taking a view.
It's joke time.
What if a Bee's favourite astronaut?
I don't know.
Buzz Aldrin.
Get your spacesuits ready as Saturn Kloss sings Space Oddity by Chris Hadfield.
Ground control to Major Tom.
And now we welcome the first of our important guests to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are joined by a special guest. She has three eyes, yellow skin, long floppy ears, and has travelled from space to be here today. Here to answer questions, her translator, we have Bigu. First question is Mia.
Why were the little creatures being nice but the big creatures being mean to you?
She says because the little creatures are probably easier to play with than the big creatures because they might hurt her.
And the second is Rhea.
How did you feel when you were on Earth? Away from your parents.
She felt worried that she would never see them again.
Next is Oliver.
Are you friendly?
She says she's very, 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 very friendly.
Next is Tyler.
Do you have any brother or sister?
She says she has two sisters and one brother.
Next is Cameron.
What language do you speak in?
She says she speaks in Gala.
Next is Maisie.
How did you feel when you were taken away from your new friends?
She says she felt upset.
Next is Amelia.
Where do you live?
She says she lives on a planet called Gilo.
Next is Charlie.
Why do you have long floppy ears?
She says because she's an alien and all aliens look different.
Next is Esme.
Where do you keep your red hood?
She says she puts it under her bed so nobody steals it.
Next is TJ.
Do you go to school?
She says she doesn't go to school.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good night.
It's joke time.
How do you put a baby astronaut to sleep?
I don't know.
You rock it.
A trip to the moon is just what we need. Listen to how Neptune class get there.
Neptune has a rocket that will take us to the moon. Neptune has a rocket that will take us to the moon. Neptune has a rocket that will take us to the moon. So go, Neptune, go. We can jump around the craters. We can jump around the craters. We can jump around the craters. So go, Neptune, go. Neptune has a rocket that will take us to the moon. Neptune has a rocket that will take us to the moon. Neptune has a rocket that will take us to the moon. So go, Neptune, go. We can float around in orbit. We can float around in orbit. We can float around in orbit. So go, Neptune, go.
It's show time.
When do astronauts have lunch?
I don't know.
At launch time.
Now it's time for another poem. Here's Saturn class performing theirs.
Silver by Walter de la Mare.
Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night in a silver shoe. This way and that she feels and sees. Silver fruit among silver trees. One by one the casements hatch. Her beams beneath the silvery thatch. Couched in a kennel like a log, with paws of silver sleeps the dog.
I don't know.
The moon.
Apollo class have journeyed to the moon. Listen to their musical adventure.
To Saturn.
I don't know.
Give me a ring sometime.
Moving on, we welcome the second of our important guests to the show.
Today we are very lucky to have the famous astronaut Bob, the man on the moon, with us at Valleys First School. Hello, Bob.
Hello, it's good to be here.
The children want to ask some questions. I'll hand them over.
Is the moon made out of cheese?
Yes, it is. Half made of cheese, half made of rock. And the cheese is specially nice with crackers and apple.
Is the moon bouncy?
Yes, very bouncy. It's just like a trampoline. That's why I can do such high moon jumps.
Why do you need to switch on the moon's nightlight?
Because if I didn't, the people on Earth wouldn't be able to see, and I wouldn't be able to see where I'm flying my rocket ship.
What kind of cleaning do you do on the moon?
I dust the moon, I hoover the moon, and I do my washing on the moon.
What's your favourite cleaning product?
Hoovering the moon.
Where do you go to the toilet on the moon?
In a crater, but don't tell anybody.
Does anyone live on the moon?
Yes, but not many. Only people, cats, dogs, and especially not aliens, because there are no such thing as aliens.
How long does it take to walk around the moon on stilts?
On very long ones, about an hour, and on very short ones, it takes about 2 or 3 days. Thank you, Bob. The children are very pleased for you to answer their questions. See you soon. It was very nice to be here. Thank you. It was very nice to be here.
It's joke time.
What is Neil Armstrong's favourite chocolate bar?
I don't know.
Mars.
Have you ever watched the Clangers? Listen to what happened when Jupiter class went to meet them. 'Cause it's really are flying everyone in the studio today. Listen to Apollo class tell us more through their poem.
Rockets flying out in space. Rockets flying every place. Rockets from Earth to Venus and Mars. To silver moons and shining stars. Rockets to galaxies far away. I think I will build a rocket someday.
It's joke time.
How did you organise a space party?
I don't know.
You plan it.
Finally, we welcome our last important guest to the studio.
Jupiter class have gone back through time and space to interview a very special person. In the studio this morning, we welcome Neil Armstrong.
Thank you, Neil, for coming in this morning. We have lots of questions for you, so let's get started.
Neil, when exactly did you go to the moon?
I arrived in space on July the 20th and on the 21st at 2 o'clock. I stepped onto the moon.
How did you get to the moon?
I flew in the Apollo 11 rocket, which went really, really fast.
Were you the first man on the moon?
Indeed I was. It made me really famous.
How did it feel to walk on the moon?
It was really strange because I was weightless and so kept floating up a bit.
Neil, what does it feel like in space?
When you first get up in space, it feels a bit weird because lots of liquid in your body goes up into your head, which makes you feel sick.
What did you eat in space?
It was all different kinds of food, but it came mashed up in little tubes that were a bit like the ones toothpaste come in.
What did you do in space when you got there?
The first thing we did was to take pictures of the moon rocks, and then I put an American flag up to show that we were there.
Did you win a trophy for being the first man on the moon?
I was actually given a medal. It is very special to me.
How many hours did you spend on the moon?
I spent 2.5 hours on the moon, which flew by.
Did you feel moon dust gushing against you?
No, I couldn't feel anything because I was so well wrapped up in my spacesuit.
Lastly, Neil, how many missions have you gone on?
I have been on many missions because I am a very good pilot. The biggest, of course, was my journey to the moon.
Neil, thank you so much for coming in to answer our questions this morning.
Thank you for tuning into our show. We hope you've enjoyed listening today. Look out for more podcasts in the future.